بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم أما بعد. In the year 1328, a severe epidemic broke out and many thousands of people lost their lives. People panicked, they became frightened, many were depressed, distressed and went into despondency. People started evacuating their homes. And at that time, a great friend of Allah, one of the great scholars of his era, Mawlana Ashraf Ali Thanvi rahimahullah, began speaking in his lectures regarding this subject, regarding the epidemic which had broken out. And in his lectures he explained the joys, the favors of Allah, the comforts of the year after. And he explained the importance of creating a strong desire for the year after in our hearts. It needs to be understood that the cause of this worry and panic is only love of this world. And the solution is to remove love of this world. The cause of this worry and panic is disinclination from Akhirah. And the solution is to create desire for the Akhirah. In his bayans, he explained the virtues of difficulties, the promises of rewards which will come from Allah. The nearness to Allah a person gains after these difficulties, the joys of the grave, the enjoyments of Qiyamah, and the wonderful life of Jannah. And in these bayans he would speak in his lectures, he explained that the only way we can reach these bounties of Allah is by crossing the bridge of death. He says, after explaining these subject matters, I noticed immediately results within people. The public now had a new kind of courage and confidence. People were happy and content. In some way, some people actually began to look forward to death. When he saw all of this subject matter and its great importance, he decided to write this in the form of a book. He said, in the coming generations and in the coming years, whenever an epidemic will break out, people will be in distress, in fear. People will be sad at the loss of their beloved ones. At that time when people lose patience and their life becomes difficult, this book will serve to strengthen them. He named this book Shauq-e Watan, the desire for our original homeland, which is Akhirah and Jannah. And he extracted a hadith from two books of Allama Jalaluddin Suyuti rahimahullah, Sharh al-Sudur and Bushra al-Ka'ib. This book of his was later translated into the English language as well. And in the introduction to this book, Mawlana writes, everywhere in the world, people are in need of this prescription to strengthen their souls and their hearts. Insha'Allah, over the next few days, certain sections and summaries of this book will be presented so that we can understand the true reality of the hereafter and we can understand a Muslim's reaction to any kind of epidemic which may break out and spread. May Allah grant us tawfiq.